coming to you live. It's 3/12/2021. It's a live Friday night show. So anyway, here we go. This is Ezekiel 38. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, that's Iran, people, and Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land as that brought back from the sword, and gets gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land, like the middle of America, all right, which is now starting to get hit with some snow in the Denver region and other parts of the higher plains. But here is the deal. We're the land of the unwalled villages. You've got all this stuff going on in Ukraine, where Ukraine, allegedly backed by the Western nations, United States and Great Britain, apparently there you got SAS and different people there in and around the border with Donetsk and that area, in the Donbass region, which is not far from the Crimea. Okay, here's Russia being involved, and then we heard the big loud stuff, you see, saying, oh boy, Biden and people are talking to the Pentagon about possibly doing an attack on Russia, a cyber attack to get back at them for their cyber attack. Well, what about all the ones that Red China did? What about when Red China took every Social Security number, took every banking number, took every IRS, all government information, including all military names, addresses, phone numbers, all of the information about missions that you might have been on, your service record, your education, your medical, the whole nine yards, BA stuff, the whole bit. And also that includes all of the intelligence agency people, all the FBI, all the CIA, the EIEIOs, the NSA, the NCIS, the ONI, the all of you, okay? AFOSI, Army Intelligence, Marine Intelligence, all of the different ones, plus all the ones people don't know, the NRO and the all the different ones like that, and all of the, even the above top secret stuff the Chinese stole. So they know everything about everybody, and then you got some corporation out there apparently in Oakland, California, the Bay Area, where they've got three billion more people. AI, facial recognition AI's got 3 billion images of people and files that go with them. Okay? And apparently, allegedly, they're tied in with Google. So when you see, oh, we're going to go after Russia, you see, because Russia is who colluded with Trump, you see. Well, that's playing the Chinese game. The Chinese, as I said last night, would like to see United States and Russia annihilate themselves. That would free up China, would then have to fight only India, okay? And you got 1.5 billion against about 1.3 billion, and that's a different thing. They've already been fighting. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, we have a scenario here where it's just like, an attempt to start. It's basically not even an attempt. They are definitely trying to start the Gog-Magog War. And Russia basically is the Gog and Magog, is the Gog and Magog. Chip Prince of Meshach and Tubal. Those areas, Meshach and Tubal, and that's where you get Tubal Cain for all you, all the Masonic people out there. The fact is that if they get that started, this past week, Putin has already said, hey, you're playing games, you're playing with fire. And he's saying, we've got missiles that can take out Texas or other states anywhere, and they're hypersonic, and we can get them there in less than 5 minutes. You go hypersonic, you had 2-3 minutes, and there, pop, goes the weasel. They could take out the entire thing and the entire power grid. And this country's military, under this Secretary of Density, the guy who never has ever smiled or even has a good, halfway decent face, allegedly a hybrid. I've heard that he's a hybrid. You figure that out. But the fact is that what they're doing is worrying more about LGBTQ5479XYZs and giving free sex change operations in the military, when that money should be going to help VA, the troops who have fought valiantly and have been wounded in battle or caused some severe damage from serving in these things. I mean, we've been at war. Some people have been at war. It's a volunteer force now. Some people have been at war, you know, how many tours of duty? Some people almost 20 years. It's ridiculous. And they're going to get free operations to whack off this or that, or to recreate this or that, and get to wear pantyhose and stuff while you're in the military? That's what Tucker Carlson was talking about. Not about tough young women who are serving in the military. But I'm going to tell you what, the Russian Spetsnaz, take one look at this crap. They're lapping up their sleeve. You see the pictures of the Chinese commandos training with no shirt on high up in the mountains. In the Himalayas, even, training with no shirt on and doing calisthenics and doing martial arts. And now they're also going full-blown on super soldier stuff And they don't care about the genetical experimentation or anything. The U.S. has done a lot of that. It's done some of that. Russia's done some of that. But the Chinese have no compulsion about changing anybody. We're not just talking about, you know, like Gore-Tex knees and stuff like that. What we're talking about is what the fallen angels do and the reptilians have been doing. You remember I told you years ago, back about 2005, I think, I told you about a waking vision I had. And back then, Brother Quayle and I were talking about somebody who was the head of the MMV that we called, at the time, Steve called him Lazarus. Because basically, he rose from the dead. In a sense, he was dead and being tortured, essentially. So I recall that was back in the days. That was in, I believe, the Syrians or somebody were torturing him, and that was in the Lebanon. Underground. And he got out of there. He got out of there and he came back from the dead in a sense. We called him Lazarus. That was really not who we should have called him because he's somebody different. But the fact of the matter is, back then we used to talk about that. And the fact is that they are special people. They have done things. They've, all kind of stuff's been done. And if you look at training and things that Greg Evenson got, Greg Evenson remember telling me on air that he said that he was looking on TV at Jesse Ventura's TV show back a long time ago about the super soldiers. And he was saying that he told his wife, Liz, God bless you, Liz, if you're listening out there tonight, and anybody knows Liz Evenson, send her a letter, send her a card, get in touch with her and say hi to her and tell her how you loved her husband, you loved her, all right? So Greg had said to me, he said, man, I told Liz, I said, that's my outfit on TV. And there was this group of men all dressed in black and everything. And they were the people that stared at goats and all of that kind of stuff. There was a special group. Now, Greg had additional training and going into space and places like that. Possibly time travel. We don't know all of it, basically. Never could get quite all of it because they tried to take away your memory. But anyway, talking about that stuff back in 2004 and just incredible. And then we saw also have seen since then, a lot of stuff like in the Bourne legacy where the guy is uploaded with the virus, right? They use the virus to upload new genetic traits. They use the virus, right, to upload genetic traits that would make them smarter, faster, heal better, run faster, all of that kind of stuff, right? I also used to tell you and talk to you about there were certain groups that they were working with, not Greg necessarily and those guys, they were earlier, but they were working with them to add on genetic structures in some groups, add on the genetic structure of animals, animal characteristics like the smell or the scent of a wolf or a bear or the eyes of an eagle or a hawk, I suppose, or the hearing of, other animals, that kind of thing. And that it was going to be a much different thing and you're going to have something other than a person. Well, the Chinese are going whole hog with that. And instead, in the U.S. military, You have people who may be white or Caucasian who are legacy enlistees, legacy volunteers, whose great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather fought the Revolutionary War, let's say, in the Army or the Marine Corps, and everybody since has served and volunteered. Yet you could have a guy today who's got a rebel flag, say, tattooed on his arm because he was from Alabama or Georgia or Virginia or wherever he's from, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. So he's got, you know, a rebel flag on there. Well, and he's served. Maybe he's been in for 15 years. Well, they're going to try to get rid of him because they'll say that he's a white supremacist. And then they're going to promote. Obama already did all that. He got rid of all the good people, anybody who was a Christian or anybody who said that they did not like gay people being in the military, didn't want the pink jockstrap or the LGBTQ547329s, you know. So anybody who said that, down even into the sergeant and sergeant level, okay, all through the officer ranks, Obama got rid of everybody and put in the highest levels he could, put in gay women, all right, gay men. We even had a Joint Chiefs guy, didn't we? The one who invented the Civil War uniforms once again, who sang in the Glee Club. Remember him? So that's what our military is doing. And meanwhile, the Spetsnaz are training without shirts in Siberia, and they're able to flip up in the air 20 feet and sword fight in the air and come down. And if they need to, in order to pass on to the next level, they kill their twin. They kill their brother that there is their training buddy. That used to be one of the criterion for getting into the Spetsnaz. Maybe if you're Quantico and you're trying to get into the cadre to work for the NSA or the CIA, maybe you got to beat up your twin or your buddy, your training partner. But in the old days, at least in the Spets, you had to kill them. Blood in, blood out, you know? So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I think they're trying to start the war with Russia. And then Gog Magog could also be, in a sense, the New World Order crowd, the banks in London. And then Red China giving Joe Biden the word, old Red Joe, Red China Joe, don't you know? They gave his son $1.45 billion to invest. Well, horse crap. Horse crap. So anyway, oh yeah, thanks to my buddy in Oregon. Recently there was identical twins run out on the busiest motorway. It was on 60 Minutes in Australia. We've seen this before in England one time, when twins from Sweden wandered out of the busiest highways. I think that they're clones or super soldier clones, or possibly even hybrid beings that are alien. And they, the one in Britain, what, some time ago got hit by a truck and got up. So this is interesting. If you also recall, the video that came out of the sandbox, and they were video of jihadi boys. There were video, and you could hear the audio tape of it and see the video of a U.S. Armored Humvee or tank coming up towards them. they hit it with some kind of heavy ordnance, and it catches on fire, and they're shouting their Allah Akbar and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, up from the tank inside, coming out right out of the fire, is some guy out of the American thing that's at least 6'8" to 7 feet, and just hops on down and starts firing at them. And they say, oh, I think the Yankees have been working with the jinns, as in the genies, okay? And that stuff does go on anyway. But so that all stuff is probably done in the United States. It's going on in China and Russia. And while everybody in the United States is trying to get into their pink jockstrap or be the most butch LGBTQ54739 that you can be, they ain't worrying about it. The Air Force General, like we talked about last night briefly, he said we'll get into a war. They did war games last year. Oh, well, incidentally, the war games were China used a bioweapon against the United States. And the Air Force General was nonplussed. He said, hey, in the war games, we lost quickly. The U.S. lost the war games. So this thing is going to go wild. You got Israel went dark. You got the air raid siren tests in Iran. You've got all of this stuff going on in the next region. Ukraine troops massing on the border of Russia and the breakaway provinces. And if there's a British SAS or some of the para, intelligence units that are SAS regiment, but they got different designations like para 25, para 21, that kind of stuff. And then you recall we had a couple weeks ago, I was telling you about the signals, right? And the reason I'm going to bring this up is that if Red China Joe and the people in, Great Britain and France and all that, maybe the Dutch and whoever else, think they're going to go against Russia with the Ukraine in those areas? Vladimir Putin says, hey, man, we'll launch the Bulovas. We'll launch the different new missiles they've got. The hypersonics. And you got a hypersonic that can dial itself up so strong that it would take out the whole state of Texas. That's a bad boy. All right? That's a bad weapon. El Doctore, who was head of the MMV, El Doctore said the left door is open, the right door is open, the southern door is open, the northern door is open, the basement door is open, and the upper thing's open. They were the only things back then that were standing in the gap against aliens and that kind of stuff coming in. And now I tell you, from what we hear, there's all kind of stuff sitting out there. Brother Quayle is telling me about what he's hearing. All kind of stuff ready to come in. So this country is ripe for destruction. And Red China Joe and the Kokomos are, I'm telling you, all these people are just demon commie rats. They're not progressive. They're not liberal. They're not, a little bit to the left. They are trying to destroy the American Constitution, Bill of Rights. They're coming for your guns. They're going to come for your livers. They're going to come for your children. You're going to pay $5, $6, $7 a gallon gas. Your taxes are going to go up. You won't be able to do jack doodly and wait till they throw another plague on you. And if they go against Russia, they're going to get some massive strike on this country, which will probably be EMP at the very least, plus key military targets. Then Red China Joe, you see, oh, we got to bring in the UN and the Chinese, hands across the water, to help old America. Now, yeah, we then would have relaunched or done some deadhead stuff to launch on Russia. But we've already got Spetsnaz in the country that Obama hired. They were training at almost every base. We gave you information for years and years. Now, every Chinese restaurant's got Bruce Lee in it, you know? Or Jet Li, I should say, not Bruce. I like Bruce a little better than Jet. Nothing wrong with Jet either, but just like the movies. It's always the guys at the back table by the kitchen with the high and tight hair. And when you get seated there and you're looking around, you look at them, they look over at you, and you know that they ain't cooks. They're cooking, but they ain't necessarily cooks. So now Christianity is being accused of being something that is against gays and lesbians and against this. Yes, because it's in the Bible. And meanwhile, the FBI and the CIA and everybody and the NSA is worried about the American people as the enemies, not the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians. They're letting the border get overrun. Heck, man, you get a million a month coming. You know, you're going to have over a million two minimal come in just in unaccompanied children alone. If you take that as being 10%, because I bet 9 out of 10 get through, and we only catch 10, particularly since everybody is herding kids into cages, you know? Oh, of course, Obama built the cages, but now they're, China Joe's trying to spread them around too. That's really going to increase the wages in the United States, China Joe. For all you people who voted Democrat, well, I'm glad to get rid of Trump, man, China Joe. Well, what you did, you're seeing what you're going to get. You're going to get $6 a gallon gasoline. You're going to see your taxes go way up. You're going to get your gun rights taken away. So then you'll be a criminal. Now, I'm not telling anybody they ought to give up anything, because it is your right, you see. Shall not be infringed, all right? What are they doing? They're infringing. They're planning on it. And I remember the last time that Feinstein wanted to take the assault weapons and take guns away from people. And I told people, I said, if you know where she goes to shul or to a temple, I said, you go down there and you tell her, hey, wouldn't it have been nice if the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto would have had assault weapons to fight Heydrich and the Nazis and to hold them up even longer than they did? Or perhaps never go under the gas chambers or go under the knife or to be killed in the pits. Wouldn't it be nice if the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto or in Germany would have kept their rifles, would have kept lots of ammunition, would have kept their handguns and fought the Nazis? But oh no, Feinstein, you're a communist. You had a red Chinese guy, your fancy man driver assistant, right? Chinese intelligence for 20 years or more. So you just go ahead and come and take the guns, all of you. You come and talk about doing all of that, and I'm going to tell you. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. And then the, you know, Declaration of Independence, you know, says it really a lot better, you know. I read this to you a million times, but I'll just read it part again. that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And here you got the DHS, the CIA, the crooks, and the FBI, all of these EIEIOs, and they're coming after the American people on the side of Lucifer and Red China Joe, who's taking his order from old Xi, who's taking their orders from London, and the Illuminati, and the fallen angel-loving Luciferian crowd that own the big banks, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Turn and Taxes, all of the different people, all the different people that sold the grain to the Roman army, that were the goldsmiths, the gold sellers, all the different stuff, the purveyors of all of it, the black nobility, all the different things. And they've got their pandemic already on you, don't they? And now they're getting ready possibly to spring another one. So they're going to spring another one on you, another bioweapon on you. It could be Ebola. It could be like an Ebola pox or some other bird flu combination, like allegedly, the Lee family was creating and found in a population of ducks and geese in Canada, not far from Lethbridge, in Alberta, that wasn't all that far from Calgary, where allegedly they might have had a research clinic. Right? That was a few years ago. So, it's going to be a wild weasel. It's just going to be a real wild weasel. And these uptakes of the viral jab to create new genetic traits, and then in the admissions, in the Pfizer and Moderna admissions, allegedly their own documents, allegedly, they say that they're uploading an operating system, not a vaccine. It's experimental operating system. And the best I can see is that it trains your RNA, which is part of your DNA. It changes your code. And so all the guys that were on with Harris Faulkner and telling her, oh, it doesn't change your DNA, they all lied. They all lied. So whatever it is you got to do to prepare, you better start preparing. And now we've already got all of the wonderful stuff happening again in Portland. And also we got a new autonomous zone in Minneapolis. And you got the cities that are going to go wild weasel again all summer long. and they won't be livable. They won't be livable, yet they want you to get into cryptocurrency, you know, so they can knock you out of the box with zero EO out. You should be buying food. Any firearms you can get, I'd get them now. And don't expect them to honor their new law that says you can only have a, you know, magazine of such such. Basically, anybody who doesn't turn those in, or any firearm that's in, they're going to come and they're going to just come and take them anyway. Because they want to come and put you to death and put you into camps, and they want to destroy about 70 to 80 to 90% of the population of the planet. That's why Deagle, we've talked for years. 2025, you're only going to have 100 million in the United States. It's either going to be bioweapons or go to war or both. We've talked about that before, too. If the power grid goes down across the United States, within 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States dies. Within 12 months, and that's testimony to Congress back when they still had good hearings. Trump was going to change the power grid and harden it in his quote-unquote infrastructure program, but they never allowed that to get going, and now, heck, with the way it's going now, we might have $8, $9 trillion bills. They're going to go for it all. And the Republicans are still trying to think it's a debating society. Well, let me tell you something. There was a guy, an old mayor of the city of Chicago, way back when, in the early Al Capone days, that was a Republican, okay? Mayor Thompson, wasn't he? There was Nucky Thompson as well, right? Nucky Thompson was in New Jersey. He was a Republican in Atlantic City. Do you think that Nucky Thompson would have allowed the Democrats to rig the voting so that they would lose a presidential election? Ain't no way. Ain't no way. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you. We go to these signals, and here's why something's up. We told you about a set of signals that were multiplex signals being carried out by a shortwave program on two of the big 250,000-watt powerhouse shortwaves. The old Radio Marti out of Miami, the one that used to pound into Cuba, the rest of the Caribbean. And then one up in Pennsylvania, a shortwave up there. I don't know the code numbers or any code sign or anything on it. But however, we talked to you about this back a couple weeks ago where we were talking about the multiplex signal was then parts of it, if you were able to detect it with your spectrum analyzer as being part of the actual shortwave radio broadcast program that goes out on those things at a certain time every week. Well, within that, there's the multiplex signal. In other words, it's another signal on that carrier wave or on that inside that, sublimated inside it. But then we said also if you got that signal or were able to get it, you had to translate it into three separate foreign languages, and that the third foreign language was Khmer, K-H-M-E-R, the Cambodian, the ancient Khmer language of Cambodia. Well, people just don't ordinarily do that, to talk on the ham radio, do they? And it ain't even that because it's multiplexed. But then once you translated, there was also a difficulty in getting all of the information, and you had to, there was no sense we do it, but we saw that AI was the favored way. And the favorite chance of killing, you see, we saw that. But there wasn't that much else that came through. And nobody's paying attention to it, but apparently if you got Radio Marti going, allegedly you got CIA going, or NSA, or both, or whatever. But here, what's interesting, this past week's reports and stuff about it, from people who look at it and say, well, we don't really know what it is, but this is what we found, you know. They're using now the NBMS, Narrowband Message System, to get traffic to specialized operators and agentur in distant places using a very tricky method like we're talking about. They're using a signal that's multiplexed inside of the other outgoing carrier wave signal on the short wave at 250,000 watts, multiple places to get plenty of coverage worldwide as best they can. And then if you know what to do, you can get through the NBMS, Narrowband Message System. They send slow scan TV. They're sending pictures and glyphs. Glyphs, like hieroglyphs, but glyphs and pictures of innocuous things. You know, you don't know. Maybe of a bird, or I'll talk more about that in a minute, but the fact is, or some kind of a thing, a beach or whatever it is, and then they're putting steganography inside it to where one dot or one section of that, if you click on it, you've got the right hardware and software, you could have an entire battle plan or an order of battle and instructions at the, multi-pages of instructions for any agent or small military group somewhere in the world, maybe in the Ukraine area. Or maybe already across the line in the contested area, so they can maybe start to do a little sabotage on the Russians. So now it's interesting, maybe, let's just say we had a, a blue bird with glasses looking down and telling you to look at the orange mattress that it's sitting on. Well, William of Orange was from Holland, but he really became part of England, did he not? The Bank of England, William of Orange. So you got that orange color. You got a blue bird of truth, you know, all of that. Who knows if that's what it is, but you still have to have the thing, and we don't know what messages are being sent. But I darn well bet you, I'll bet you a dollar, you know, that somebody is sending signals from the CIA to somebody over there who they want to let them do it to start a war with the Russians, which may lead already by Putin saying, you play games with us. And I guess on Hal Turner's site, the guy that told him about some of this stuff, diplomat said that you're messing with fire. It's the worst decision that Red China Joe could ever make. If he even knows what day it is. Oh, they can pump a guy up with enough B-12 and the right speed and whatever they give him, you know. They could pump somebody up with the good juice, you know, and get them ready and programmed up for a short period of time, as long as they don't have to take questions, you know. So I'm just saying to you, I don't know exactly who's sending them, but I'm telling you, you got Marti in there. That's a good indication who's sending it. The clandestine method, the covert method, which is really intricate, and then using the standard slow scan television kind of messaging system, where they send pictures and data sometimes, but usually pictures and stuff that decode. The hams do, but a ham would get, they say, well, I don't know what this is weird stuff. Heck with this. Let's go back to beer and chili recipes, you know? So if they're using the narrowband message system and using that to send it, it's just no different in a sense. It is, but it's a little different, but not in a sense. The overall picture is you're trying to get a message to the resistance or to the sneaky Pete's that you've already got somewhere over there across the line. Deep in the big doggy doo-doo woods, you know? And you're ordering them to do this, that, and the other. Give them a mission, you know? Meanwhile, the boys over here, under Mr. Hard Butt, you know, Austin, they're already telltaling it. China Joe's people are telltaling it everywhere. They're going to attack Russia. So much so that there you go, you know. Do they not understand that Obama hired Russian Spetsnaz and gave them U.S. top-of-the-line military radios, the codes, and all of the NATO protocols? Well, the Chinese know that, because now the Chinese have it too. And the Chinese are going ahead with plans to do a moon base, joint moon base with the Russians. But at the same time, the Red Chinese would like to see the U.S. and Russia cancel each other out. Then the Red Chinese come over to hands across the water as part of the U.N. to help America. So then they could get the blondes and brunettes and all the pretty girls to take as wives. They're already on Facebook, women. They're already on Facebook, women and gentlemen. They're already watching your wives, your daughters, your granddaughters on the Facebook. And the Chinese military guys are already picking out who they're going to grab to take as their brides, war brides. And then they want to take all of the grain production, cattle production, all the food production primarily in the center of the country. And they were always going to use the Nazi X plan to invade in from the corners, drive to the center. All right? Program is still on, only now they allegedly own the President of the United States and his family. And the top slots, who are communists and Luciferian too. You want to keep old Hawk on here striking blows against the Lucies? I'm doing the best I can to warn you about what's to come and to warn you about how to prepare for what's coming and to strike blows, which is my first job, is to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. So whoever's sending them signals, people know you're sending them. We don't know what you're sending, but I would say that somebody's sending something to the orange mattress there or whatever from the bluebird with the glasses on, the cute little crap you put in there. That's probably information going to the SAS or maybe Dutch Commando. Want to keep old Hawk in the air? I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you something. Brother Steve Quayle, you ought to sign up for his new program coming up in June. You can, I think, pre-sign for that. You ought to get on to his 2.0 if they can still get that to you. Everybody's trying to keep you from getting all that information. They're blocking him on all the different ways of doing mass mail outs to the emails and stuff. But he's working on ways to do it. One of those ways will be another one of these online programs coming up in June. Go to stevequayle.com and you can also click on the stuff and contact him. You can also call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or Tyler or Daryl or whoever it might be, you tell them old Hawk sent you, and get a little bit of gold or silver if you need that, or if you want to get like some good quality night vision, or any other things you might have. But the main thing, no matter what you get for Brother Quayle, get copies of the DVDs and get books so that your children and your grandchildren or know what it is we were fighting about and how it was and how it came to pass and how the return of the days of Noah were coming and now are already here. And the giants and the fallen angels and the alien space brothers coming. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, hearts failing men for what's coming upon the earth. And Jesus says right now we're only in the beginning of sorrows. He describes it in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. But the key is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven if you were to lose your life. And when you start to do that, he'll wash you clean. He'll start to wash your windows on a factory windows or a house windows that haven't been washed in 45, 50 years. He'll start to wash one little corner. And just, whoa, you'll say, well, man, what's going on? Oh, I can see out there. Whoa, boy, I got to quit doing that. And then he sells over here and he washes a little bit over here. He'll wash you clean. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And do not let these people take you into their Luciferian night. They're going to fix it to where there will only be one governmental party from now on. All elections will be rigged. These Republicans today, and I'm sorry to say, they don't have the fighting ability. They won't go toe-to-toe. A few of them will, but very few. Jim Jordan, Gates, a few of them. We'll go toe-to-toe. The old senator from Louisiana, who's got the colloquialisms that I love, he'll fight him. But most of the leadership, you had 10 people go along with this new attorney general. Oh, you know, he's really going to allow the investigation of China Joe Shun, ain't he? Oh, bull crap. Oh, he'll let Bull Durham. Oh, bullshit Durham. Oh, yeah, he's really going to let bullshit Durham indict everybody in the Justice Department and in the FBI. I don't think so. You can have grandson of Obama, Beijing, Pelosi, in 15 years. Bullshit Durham will still be investigating, all right? They stole this election from Trump using the Dominion machines, allegedly. And the algorithm was, 113 for every vote for Joe, 87 for any vote for Trump, allegedly. And now if you're a Christian, they're going to be persecuted for Jesus' name. Sake. He tells you that in Luke 21, doesn't he? Oh, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, another thing, just quickly, I'll give it real quick. There are people on fire for the Bible in Indochina, old French Indochine. And I'm going to tell you, the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie, have been in that part of the world and in Indochina and in Asia for probably going on 50 years almost. But I'm going to tell you what, you can send Bibles in the dialects of the mountain peoples, the Montagnards, the people of the different dialects. Many of the villages have a different dialect. You can send them a Bible and a songbook in their own language, and they're on fire for them, and they're training pastors up, and the Nunemakers can still get those Bibles snuck in, still get them snuck in, and they're doing really good with it. You guys out there in this audience have provided a number of them. And we want to thank you for that, because the Lord Jesus will reward you for it, because these people are on fire for Jesus. You can send any kind of a donation you want, check, money order, cash, whatever it is. Send it to Indochina Bible Project or Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-N-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. You got your pencil now, repeat. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. May the Lord Jesus protect you, install you, and may he provide you super fun, everything you need to prepare. Go out tonight, get food, water purification, emergency filter, whatever it is you need to get. Don't go into the loose period, I've got to fight. Mighty men and women of valor, strike blows against the enemy. Lord Jesus, for those of us who are the I think arrangers not to be ready to pick you up. Cool, baby. You're the best of the three to be on. And all the road and track. Hell. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning.